Muslim terrorists are in our midst, Florida imam calls for annihilation of all Jews. By Joshua Klein on May 13, 2024. Jews, who are tyrannical and the brothers of apes and pigs, should be annihilated, according to a Florida Islamic cleric, who also accused Israel's army of being worse than the Nazis. During a sermon at the North Miami Islamic Center in Florida in late April, Imam Dr. Fadi Kablawi called for Allah to support our oppressed brothers in Palestine, as well as for the total annihilation of Jews, whom he referred to as apes and pigs, a phrase that radical Islamists have historically used to describe Jews. O Allah, annihilate the tyrannical Jews. For they are no match for you, he said. O Allah, annihilate the brothers of apes and pigs. And cut off their seed. A clip of the sermon, which was originally streamed live on the mosque's Facebook page and later published by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, garnered nearly 80,000 views as of Monday afternoon. In it, the North Miami imam can also be seen accusing the Israeli army of being worse than Nazis, attributing wild and baseless allegations of soldiers stealing Palestinian skin and other organs. Israel's army is the most immoral army. They are worse than Nazis, he claimed, adding that he apologized to the Nazis last week because these people have been proven to be worse than the Nazis. They steal the skin of the Palestinians. It is not enough that they stole their land, now they steal their skin, he added, claiming that organs are missing from children, and from adults. Kablawi, who called for Allah to show us the black days that you inflict upon the Jews just weeks after the October 7th massacre, then suggested identifying just who is behind organ trading both in the United States and around the world, reviving conspiracy theories alleging that Israeli rescue and medical teams sent to Haiti after the devastating 2010 earthquake participated in organ trafficking. Go ask the Haitians, when they had the earthquake, what happened there with these Israeli organizations going under the guise of medical help, he said. Go ask them, those who know, how a guy will come limping into their tents for treatment, and then he will be carried out dead, organs missing. According to the Florida imam and dental practitioner, the barbarism of the Jews can be attributed to the fact that there is no God for these people. These people look at you as nothing but a mistake whore. At best, you were created for their service, he argued. That is what they believe. That is what they say. And we don't spread propaganda. He has previously called the establishment of Sharia law freedom for mankind and said the United States does not belong to Americans but to Allah alone. In response, many are expressing outrage over the radical rhetoric being espoused on American soil. On Monday, Florida State Representative Randy Fine, chairman of the House Health and Human Services Committee, penned a letter calling on the Florida Board of Dentistry to immediately suspend Kablawi's dental license for openly advocating for violence against his Jewish patients. Muslim terrorists are in our midst, and one is practicing dentistry courtesy of the people of the state of Florida. The letter begins, noting the serious and imminent danger the imam's dental practice poses to Jews in the Sunshine State. The vast majority of Florida's Jews are Zionists, he noted. The matter comes as more and more sermons and lectures containing radical rhetoric from Islamic leaders in America and the West come to light. In October, a Colorado imam live-streamed a lecture for children that included a Quranic tale of Allah turning Jews into monkeys, as well as claims that Jews are predominantly deceptive and persistently tricking us to trust them, and it is ill-advised to trust or do business with them. In November, an imam in California called for Zionist dogs to be annihilated, as he accused Israel of evil-doing and expressed his longing for the day that I get to listen to the last gasping breath of them hanging from the rope that Allah gave them to hang themselves. In March, a Michigan Islamic cleric appealed to Allah, seeking to become soldiers for Islam in any form desired, including death, and vowed that Muslims will yet slaughter the Jews like sheep when the opportunity arises. It also comes as more and more Western youth are reportedly turning to the Quran, often adopting radicalized views in the process. In November, young TikTokers began promoting Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his propaganda, as his letter to America justifying the September 11th attacks went viral on the Chinese-owned social platform, with videos on the topic garnering millions of views. During the public debate on the Israel-Hamas war, a new generation of those mostly born after September 11, 2001, or too young to recall the deadliest terrorist attack on American soil in U.S. history were seen defending bin Laden for his opposition to America and its support for Israel. More recently, anti-Israel protesters on college campuses were seen participating in Islamic prayer, many with covered heads, surrounded by Palestinian flags. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.